When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We'd like to apologize.
For what? To absolutely no one. The two-time champ does absolutely
Yo.
Yeah. Main Channel Podcast coming to you live from the Zoom. You know how it is. Episode not counting anymore. I'm two dems, the real is back, the real is back. Coming to you live from Zoom. Different settings, but you know, we had to give you the same product. I'm drawing a blank. It's weirdly too early in my own house, if that makes sense. So yeah, I can't lie, I'm knackered.
I say it's too early in my house. It's actually, this is late in my house, but I need to sleep, bruv, so.
I hear it. Adult life.
Yeah, man. For real. Colson Lucy, Don Cullion in the building. AKA L. Coolins, AKA C-Note, AKA Hollywood Cole, man. Coming through your left ear, your right ear, surround sound, smart speakers, portable speakers, Zoom speakers. Does that even make any sense? It doesn't. But we're going to roll with it. We're going to roll with it anyway. 100. Episode 226. Let's get it.
It's E-Man G45. The G's holding my name. The 4-5 is silent.
Come on.
Genghis Chibogwe. Prince of the East. Tim Fuaha Eames.
Yes, sir.
E-Man Prime.
Mm-hmm.
Genghis Chibogwe. Oh, I've already said that. Black Mamba Dove.
Yeah.
Very present, solid. God is great.
Yes.
Very first, everything. So let's go. Let's get to it.
We give thanks to God.
Yeah. Of course, that was a solid intro.
Yeah.
Man, hold it down. Yeah. What's going on in the world? I've not been keeping up. It seems like it was an oddly quiet week.
I think there's stuff happening, but it depends how much, you know, of an interest you take in it. There's been beef in the female rap scene with Jada Kingdom and Steph London.
You both look too great to be beefing.
For real, dog.
Like, I can't understand it. Like, you're one of one. Incredibly beautiful woman. Don't beef. Over Burna Boy as well.
All I know is the winner's Burna Boy, bruv.
Oh, for real.
Man's just at home stomping with his Tims on.
What a resume.
Does anybody know what's actually happening? Has anyone listened to any of the
tracks?
I haven't.
I've only come across Jada Kingdom if she's been on someone else's work or I've listened to her with my eyes.
It
has something to do with being paid for sex and then you being purchased, like you getting a Birkin after sex. Something like, I don't know, man. It's just weird, man. I don't pay attention to lady beef.
Fair enough.
See, I've never understood this because I'm a professional trick. I will in my own tax bracket that I have, I'm gonna buy you things. I'm not, and you shouldn't be made to feel bad.
Because it is. You know what? Like, to some extent, some people will turn around and just demonize it. But you know what? It's a love language. I think people need to tone it down. But yes, it's a love language. So I hear it, man. I hear it.
Yeah, no, it's a must for me. Do you know what it is? Like, I'm the sort of person that if I'm in the shops or something and I see something that I think you might like, or in my case, Lauren might like, I'll pick it up for her just because, you know. But that's me. I might give someone, if I had the peas for it, I'd give someone a Birkin just because. And I don't want them to be made to feel bad because it was just because, isn't it?
They better not give you Drake levels money, bro. I'm telling you. You just be out here doing the madness.
I buy cars. I can't,
You
man.
know what? I
I don't.
hear it. I hear it, but I'm just nah. Because at the end of the day, it's like if like I've said this before, if you're my babes, then fair enough. You
Yeah, of
like
course,
you
not even
might
a
get
question.
something. But then again, it depends, like with the statement. Ain't tricking if you got it. So like what 10 grand might be to like let's say we're making Drake money, 10 grand is not really a lot. So dashing out 10 grand to someone is like, all right, man, just hold that and then keep it moving, keep pushing. And
I
then that
mean,
might just be a friend. Like, fair enough, if it's a friend, I might do that for a friend, but I have to really be close with you to be that sort of friend. Can't just give out money to any random girl just because she buff. Personally, I'm not built like that, you know. You might call that Brock mentality, but
I
I'm
said
counting my
Brock.
pockets, so yeah.
No,
Cost of
I
living
hear
right
it, I
now.
know. Now, cost of living, I hear it. You have to keep that peace yourself. But listen, this is just hypothetical. If I was in that position, yeah, you better believe. Money getting spent.
Something interesting that actually did happen was Mos Def was on a interview platform, not sure what it was called, and was
We're shitting on
asked
Drake.
what you feel about Drake's music, and he replied and said it is synonymous with shopping, or should I say shopping with an edge. So he basically sees Drake more as a pop artist than a rap artist. And I wanted to get your guys' thoughts of what you
I don't
think. Do you
think
think he was hating? Do you think it
oh, he's
was true
hating.
what he said? Where do you guys stand on this?
He's hating,
Did
but
you
I
see the
hear it.
clip or did you see the video? Because there's like, well, not the long, long video,
I've
but the
seen
actual.
both because I know they chopped it up. They did chop it up. I've seen both. But yeah, I mean,
And
I
there's.
don't think the long form pause even like helps the situation. Do you know what I mean? It still sounds like he's hating on my man. So I want to know what you
He
guys think.
they've really got on any, or I don't know what their situation has ever always been, but I've got the impression they've not always seen eye to eye. So he was never going to praise him. There is some truth to it. I mean, we've all said it before. Drake's a pop star that happens to rap. That's how I viewed it. But don't think it's a negative thing. Like that's not a slight against him. He's just managed to make what he does so mainstream that yeah, you might hear it when you're out shopping. You just might. Especially after that.
Aggressively shopping.
Honestly, never mind. He was trying to get up in H&M with that.
That was the point he was making. He was saying ultimately, like what he's done for music is somewhat great, but then where is the message? Where is the underlying, like where is art? You have made music for the industry. And we've been very successful with it. And yeah, to a point, it's cool, it's great, because we all enjoy it. But then when does it become art? Like when do you speak to the audience? Like he was talking, he
Yeah,
was
but
just diving
not everyone can
into
do
a
that.
deeper thing. Like, for example, Demi, like you don't listen to the raps, you just like the melodies and the instrumentals. So that's really your pocket. But then he was talking about, okay, what if the world changes? What if everything, like, is this going to be substantial? Is this, and then that also speaks to the element of the whole genre of hip hop. because it's been commercialized, but then also, when has the underlying message of hip hop, when will it be presented to the people, not just to comfort the people, but to basically carry the people? So that's where he was coming from. Because as
I
far as we're
hear
concerned, hip hop had started as that, but then it became basically like storytelling. And then now it's about, well, if we talk about Drake, it's about him, his love life, him tricking on girls, then him being disowned by some girls.
it.
You
Descend is
know, so
hilarious. The
I hear it from
continues.
his perspective, and I
I
think it's
do.
super interesting.
But I don't think I choose not to look at life like that. Like I do want artists to be able to have a wider scope and be able to talk about things on a deeper level. But I'm not asking, I can't ask every artist to do that. Like I just don't think it's also possible Drake just doesn't have that in his wheelhouse. Like Mos Def is someone who's very in tune, very clever, and he's got the pen for that. Let him do that. I don't think I'm not gonna ask a fish to climb a tree. You know, that's not what the fish can do. The fish can swim. So I'm not gonna chastise someone for not being able to do that. And that's the beauty of the genre where it's grown so much. It was at the start, or it was a genre used to empower people, but it's become a lot more than that. And obviously when things become super successful, it will get commercialized, and then you will have an artist that comes along in the vein of Drake. But I think he's what he's done and what he's achieved. I can't shit on it just by saying my man makes shopping music. You know, that's crazy. Because you do just sound like you're hating, because everything he's done, it's not a criticism I'd throw at him. The criticisms you just gave make more sense than what Mos Def gave.
I think I was just summarizing what he was talking about, but because he goes deeper into it and he starts talking about how, like, if Drake, if you're offended, then you have a heart to understand what I'm talking about. If you're not, then so yeah, he's talking stuff, but yeah, it sounds like hate. Like that's short clip, that's hate. Imagine.
That short clip was insane.
I think that I think he I think it's hate, and I feel like it's definitely stemming from there's something that we don't know that's happened, I think,
Yeah, 100.
on the side. And I agree with Mos Def in the fact that he's saying that you can hear Drake's music when you're shopping. Yeah, 100%. I don't actually agree with Mos Def when he says that Drake is categorically hip, oh sorry, categorically pop. I don't agree with that. I think Drake, I think the what's it called, like the beginning of Drake, the antithesis of Drake is hip hop. You start from Comeback Season, you listen to what was the one after that, Room for Improvement, you listen to So Far Gone, Take Care, all that stuff is rooted in hip hop. It's rooted in rap. The boy used rap as a vehicle to get to where he was. He didn't use pop to get use the vehicle to get to where he was. He used rap, and it worked. He's good at it. Everyone loved him for it. There's a reason why he was touted as being, you know, the next best thing. Since then, obviously, maybe what? I don't know. Maybe you can say since Views, maybe a little bit before that, it then shifted to the pop sound from Hotline Bling, let's say. It started to be like, all right, I want to chase the chart success. I want to taste that, you know, success where I'm undeniable. Then from then, it became more poppy, naturally. And, but it also became Roadman Drake, it became Afrobeats Drake, it became what's the other one? The reggaeton Drake. Basically,
Reggaeton Drake is crazy.
my man decided to become a chameleon and just do everything. So
Like shopping,
in
like you
that
can go to the store
sense,
and get everything.
agreed. And in that sense, in that sense, yes, Mos Def is correct, but I think marginalizing his whole antithesis to be pop is you're rubbing man out, because
Yeah,
let's
100%.
be frank, we've never seen anybody in hip hop do what he's done. Whether you want to count his pop shit in that or not, of course, you know, that's subjective to everybody. But I think we need to, I think the problem with Drake is it's never really an honest conversation about what he's done, and it's more about if you give the people who don't like Drake the ammo to be like, yeah, he's pop. People can just run with it. And the reality of it is, it's not true. It's not fully true, in my opinion. So it's an interesting conversation. I think Mos Def, obviously, if anybody can speak to hip hop, it's him. And there's many examples of people who have done it in a more, you know, wholehearted way. Like J. Cole done it in a more wholehearted way. Kendrick done it in a more wholehearted way. They've not gone outright pop in order to become, you know, mainstream successful. So yeah, there's truth in what you're saying, but I just feel like there's some kind of beef kicking on there where we don't.
Yeah, 100%. There's something we're not seeing, but I agree with what you said. I think to discredit him in such a way, it just rubs out everything he's done. And you can't pretend that, you know, at one point even still, the music he was putting out was very key and important to the genre and still is. So I think just to rub him out like that is crazy. And it does sound like hate, which, you know, is probably rooted in something.
Drake is hip-hop, but what I will say is that pop music is popular music, right? And for the past, 10 years, maybe now the past 2-3 years, it's beginning to die down. But yeah, pop music was basically hip-hop. Hip-hop was the most popular genre. So all the men who blew up in the late or to the mid-teens were all, if you want to say, quote-by-quote, pop stars, if you really want to keep it a buck. But they weren't making pop star music. Like, Lil Uzi Vert was making some random stuff and it was going like top 10. Juice WRLD, random rap or music going top 10. Playboi Carti, all these men. Travis Scott, that's not pop music, in my opinion.
No.
So, you know, I think it begins to become like a semantics thing around the word pop music. But I do think there is truth in what Yasiin Bey is saying. And I do think maybe he thinks deep down that Drake didn't need to do what he'd done in order to become this successful. He could have just kept it all the way hip hop and done it anyway, which is probably true, you know?
Yeah.
So it's an interesting conversation.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Exactly. And I think you raised a really good point there in that it was packaged, hip hop became packaged in such a way that it was easy for it to be commercialized and become pop. And these people went on to have really successful careers doing that. So long may it continue. I mean, it's not, like you said, it's on a downward trajectory, but it was good to see these people have success doing what was hip hop or rap.
Agreed.
It's easy for it to be packaged now than it was before. Because before, you actually had to speak on a track. You had to basically say something. And then you had, you know, styles from South, well, southern parts of America, where it's supposed to get you amped up. There was the sound, there was the melody. Then there was singing. Then from that point, now it's been packaged where anybody can do hip hop. To the point, any artist in the world can just hop on a track and say anything, and then all of a sudden, hip hop. It's like, well, there was a whole, in Yasiin Bey's mind, I think there's a clinic, but then more so as the clinic, as you progress in the clinic, you actually get to a point of messaging, and that's where it's obviously changed. So, yeah.
Yeah, we definitely got to a point where any Tom, Dick, and Harry can do it, and it's not to our benefit. It's really impacted the genre quality wise.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I was going to ask you guys a question. I just saw like a tweet yesterday, basically talking about the UK charts and who is David at number one. For the UK albums, DBE have gone number one for the first time, which is obviously a great accomplishment. Yeah.
That album was arse.
They've obviously been charting like top 5, top 10 the past few albums, and they do traditionally well with their sales. But I wanted to ask you guys, do you guys think they're underrated?
Ooh. I think they're perfectly rated. Like, they're where they should be. if that makes sense. We need a sound like that in terms of, it's clearly quite American, if that makes sense. Because who they're inspired by and what their sound is, they're not really spitting. It's just, you know what their topics are. I think they're perfectly rated, to be honest.
You say that, but then I saw a billboard where it said that their man sold out the O2 seven times.
Huh? Which one?
Arena. Greenwich. Not the fake Rick Ross one where he said he sold out O2 Indigo. I'm talking the O2 Arena. They sold out the O2 Arena seven times, bro. Yeah.
Are they a blockbuster act then?
Bro.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. That's why I wanted to think of... That's why I thought about it. Like, okay, musically, I agree with you. I wholeheartedly agree with you. I think that new album wasn't great. I listened to it as well.
No,
I
thought, it was so bad.
This is not great.
They're not album artists, so I have to give them... Like, I will say that they are very much wanting... Maybe... What was that one that was...
Home Alone.
Yeah, I think Home Alone 1.
Home Alone 1 was called... The DBE Young Bane project PTSD. Was called... PTSD was okay. I would say they actually are album artists, you know. But the music doesn't lend to being album.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
But they
have such long albums as well. Like, they do that thing where it's just, how am I here for an hour and a half? Like, please, some quality control.
I just think commercially, and like, I guess from like a touring perspective, like everything that they've achieved, even if you look at like the certifications, they've got loads of like gold selling records, platinum selling albums.
Mm-hmm.
I do actually think they're underrated, you know. Like, if you want to look at it holistically, not many artists, I don't think anybody's done what they've done, truthfully.
Yeah, I did not know about selling out the O2 seven times. That's crazy.
I think it's because majority of the artists play Image Gang. And for those who don't know, Image Gang is where you do like a bit of PR, a better representation of yourself to appeal to the masses. So they've never really done Image Gang. They've never done it. So in terms of them getting their props, in terms of the masses, they're never really going to see it as that. But to their core fans that have stuck with them since the very beginning, you can definitely say that they're getting their props within their fans. But outside, no, they're not. It's just when they need to drop the activities so they can get a visa to go to the States. And once that happens, then...
If there was an artist that we had that I thought could break into the States, it'd actually be them, especially Young Ads. Like, that sound is what was rather popular over there anyway. But I think, they don't do a lot. They don't do a particularly lot of interviews. Don't really know what they're thinking. So it does. I think that probably lends to them not being spoken about as much, because they're just not on your conscience as much. Like, I don't really know much about them as well, but they've been successful for so long. Look at some of the views that they've managed to rack up on GRM and in their own channel, and some of the hits that they've given to the UK. Like, I hear it. Like, Overseas is lightning in a bottle. Like, that's an incredible song. They have so many times where they've...
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Always performed. And they've now got quite a good roster of music.
Yeah, I think so. They've done it. They've done it the right way, to be honest with you. Like, they've done it through distribution as well. So the PPs wise, they're laughing, bro. Like, they've made a lot of money.
Their distro. My god.
So,
and these guys drop like it's nothing.
Yeah, well, bro,
that
goes to their pockets, man. So they've done it. They've done it right. If there's anybody who's done it right, it's them. It's more just an interesting observation, because if I was to ask, you know, 10 youths in the street, from ages, I don't know, 21 to 29, like, who are the top five, you know, most successful artists from the UK in the rap scene, I don't think more than two or three of them will say DBE. Do you know what I mean? I just think they just kind of quietly go under the radar. They do their business, they chart, and no one speaks about it. It's interesting.
I mean, they did Ali Pali. Like, they've been incredible. Like, all the things you need to tick as a mainstream UK artist, they've done, and you don't think about that sort of stuff.
No.
And because, but then again, you can compare it to Central C.
Mm.
Whereas, I think Central C, the way he's basically positioned his career, is positioning his career as if he was a label. Whereas these man, they're not, they're both, well, I don't know if Central C is independent anymore, but DBE is independent. So the way they've basically showcased themselves to the world, they've not put themselves in the places, like I said, they're not doing image gang. They're not put their places in this in the they're not positioning themselves in the place to do exactly what the label does. Because when we say K-Trap, everyone knows K-Trap. When we say Heady, everyone knows Heady. DBE is only for the people who listen. And of course, they're massive. It's a massive culture there. But I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
So
maybe they like it that way. Like, they can go about their business in silence and just go about it that way. Does Jadakiss have any involvement?
Yeah. So I think it used to sign. They were signed to them. I don't think they are anymore, but they just have like that, you know, that spiritual like co-sign where it's like, yeah, those are D Block, but they're not like D Block on paper. If that makes sense.
Yeah. When I found out that it was, because I just thought, oh, maybe it was an homage or something, and I found out that Jadakiss was actually involved, I was shocked.
Yeah, man. Well, you can't call yourself D Block and then. Like, no one questioned that. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, no, I hear it. When I found out he was actually involved, I saw a video. I was like, wow, that is a cosign. Like, it's a great cosign to have, but it's a very random one as well.
I just need to hear Jadakiss's laugh on one of those tracks, man.
Honestly, it might be my choice for this week. He has a song from the Honey soundtrack called J-A-D-A. Incredible song. Hard. What's the performance? Fair oh, enough. Listen. Plus, it was in Honey. You know, it was a great time. Oh, underrated movie, I'd say. Have you man watched any films recently where they've looked stunning, but they're ass?
Go on, you lead the way. And maybe it'll spark
an idea.
I
watched Dune. I was like, yo, this is boring.
So I watched but an it looks hour incredible. Of Dune, but I didn't finish it. Is it worth finishing?
No. I don't know what they're talking about. They're beefing over nothing. They keep talking about sand. He's in the desert. I don't like that boy anyway.
Timothy Chalamet, like a mile, yeah. His name is.
Timothy Charlemagne.
Timothy Charlemagne. That's the name of the episode.
I was sold to it. I was sold on it that Zendaya is going to be in it. Insane. Like, she's in it. She can't be in it for more than 9 minutes, and the film is 2 hours and 30.
Oh, drop me out. I think I watched an hour of it and I was like, I don't know what's happening. You know, I've got an answer for you. Have you watched Blade Runner 2049?
2049. Oh.
Yeah.
What were they doing?
I'm so pissed. Know. I was telling Sophie, oh, please, let's watch this film. It looks like it's going to be lit. And you know them ones where if you get a girl to watch something and it's not good, you're toast. Bro.
100. She never
after
gonna
two
down.
Hours, she looked at me like, this is a hot piece of ass.
How long is like, the film again?
I think it might be 3 hours long, that film. You
there's
know?
Nothing. There's nothing to say, man. I'm not watching Ryan Gosling for 3 hours.
Visually, the movie looked spectacular, but it was so dry. And if you look online, people really loved it, but I don't see what the fuss was about that film, man. It was rubbish.
Didn't resonate.
Same. It was just meh. It's an hour I can't get. It was time that I can't get back, basically. So
no, for real. And I'm in this place now where, because I wouldn't have finished Dune, but where I watch films on my phone if I'm traveling and stuff, I feel like I have to finish it because I just put it on whilst traveling. I was like, this is visually stunning. Some of the shots they were able to get in, I don't know how much that film cost to make, but beautiful. But the film itself, it's really boring. Nah, man. What are you fighting over? And my mind's been corrupted by like Marvel, because I'm like, everyone's so serious that, yo, chill. It's not that deep. It's just sand.
Speaking of Marvel, have you man watched Echo yet?
No, I don't plan to.
I can't lie, that show is cheap. That show is cheeks. You know when you watch something, and I'm actually quite guilty of this. You guys know this. I try to find like positives and things. Like I'm like, okay, this is all us, but at least this thing is a redeeming factor. Yeah, that show is cheeks, bro.
I don't understand.
It's just cheeks.
Why they went with the death angle? As in, no, the character is, it's fine that the character is deaf. That's not the problem. The issue stems from how much they showcase that. It doesn't make for great storytelling.
Nah, and the problem is it really impacts like dialogue, scene progression, like when things are tense. Like I don't want to spoil it for you too much if you guys decide to watch it, but it doesn't lend to good viewing. And the problem
are
is
are they even
like,
doing sign language?
No, they are, and that's perfectly fine. And like obviously as they're doing sign language, they're talking, like it's not a problem. Like for anybody who's deaf, like obviously I have a deaf dog, and I'm not saying like I have like a black friend type thing. It does make me realize like, oh no, it's important to have these kind of things. But I just felt like maybe it's worth speaking to somebody deaf and see how they feel about it. But it didn't lend to like an enjoyable viewing experience. And the problem, what I think annoyed me the most, is the first episode they really did sell this idea that it would be stemming from like the Daredevil Netflix style, where there's like fighting, it's quite like bloody and, you know, graphic. They only had that element for like one episode. The rest of it was kind of like tame, so I didn't feel like it really even lended to that that world in that respect. So that was a bigger disappointing thing for me. So I wouldn't recommend it, guys.
That's a shame. No way.
I wouldn't recommend it.
I really thought they were going to end the year on a high. They would have been 3-0 up.
Yeah,
that would have been a crazy comeback.
That show's booty.
Nah, that's a shame.
That's disappointing. If you're trying to get to the masses, then there is a way you do it. Mm. And I just feel like, yeah, I mean, you're force feeding a bunch of people that don't want to be fed. So, it's.
Great. I just don't understand this.
Nah.
You man might like it, like, though. You man should watch it. Maybe I'm just being obtuse.
I'm still
going to
watch it,
like...
but I just don't understand this, why they're doing this. Like, and I'm seeing it, we've spoken about it to death, but like it's just things being woke in places that they don't need to be, you know? Like, the fact she was deaf was incredible on its own, and that's a really good plot device itself. But you ruined the product because you've tried to force the message and tried to make it us see it from her world. It's just there's other ways to do that. In this way of storytelling, it doesn't lend to it. Now you've hindered the product. It's just, it's frustrating.
Maybe that's why they kept it a miniseries, though, just to kind of like have a stab at it and then see if it lands. But it seems to have generally okay-ish reviews. Like, there's nobody really, like, panning it. But I just felt like, for me, like, it's very forgettable. Like, I have no intentions to return to that. So.
Yeah. Fair enough. That makes sense. Is there anything else? I'm trying to think.
We've got 3 minutes left, so.
Oh, is it? Well, music. In that case.
There's actually been quite a lot of good music that's come out. Oh, I was going to say, Unknown T's album is really good if you guys have...
Did it drop?
It didn't sell very well, unfortunately, but it's actually really, there's some really good music on there. There's a song called Still in the Mud by Unknown T. It's a really good track. Oh, and an honorary mention. Sorry, I want to add this song as well. I can't lie. A song called New Era by House of Pharaohs and JME.
Oh, with JME,
JME's chorus.
Yeah, he's him.
That's what we like to see.
Trying to think. Iman, do you have a choice?
Yeah, Another You by Tony Williams and Mr. Ye himself.
Oh,
It was the worst. Did he really do that thing to his mouth?
I have no idea. I cannot confirm or deny.
I hope not, man. It looked like chewing gum.
Yeah.
Okay, my choice is JADA from the Honey soundtrack. Jadakiss featuring Sheik Looch or Loach.
Nah, Sheik Looch.
Looch, cool. Thank you. Menchab podcast through Zoom, but we're still here. We're still present.
Yeah, man. Until next time.
Until next time. See ya.
Yes.
Well done, lads.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.